Today, we'd like to see the title of Shebna and Eliakim in the book of Isaiah, chapter 22, verses 15 up to 25, to align with the people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth. We'd like to suggest three questions. Question one, in verse 20, then it shall be in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah. What does Eliakim mean compared to Shebna? And what can we learn from here? Question 2, in verse 23, I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place, or in a secure place, then he will become a glorious throne to his father's house. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Last question, in verse 25. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, the nail that is fastened in the secure place will be removed and be cut down and fall, and the burden that was on it will be cut off, for the Lord has spoken. What does it mean, and how can we apply it to our life? First of all, the historical background is likely in the Assyrian invasion into Judah. The king arrived at Jerusalem in the 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 13. And in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the fortified cities of Judah, the southern nation, and took them. And his commanders came to the wall of Jerusalem in the 2 Kings chapter 18, verses 17 and 18. Then the king of Assyria sent the Tartan, the Rabarish, and the Rabsaket, the commanders from Lachish, with a great army against Jerusalem to King Hezekiah. And they went up and came to Jerusalem. When they had come up, they went and stood by the aqueduct from the upper pool, which was on the highway to the fuller's field. Verse 18, and when they had called to the king Hezekiah, Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, who was over the household, then Shebna, the scribe, and Joah, the son of Asaph, the recorder, came out to them. So here is the high official of Judah, Eliakim, and Shebna, and Joah. Those are historical background. In the last time, the citizens of Jerusalem sieged and cut off their supplies by Sennacherib of Assyrians, who are going to stop by having revelries or parties. Let us eat and drink, because tomorrow we die. In verse 13, second part, that is a fatalistic heart appealing to flesh rather than sincere heart to God. And they were dead because of starvation. In verse 2, you who are full of noise, a tumultuous city, a joyous city, question mark, your slain men are not slain with the sword, nor dead in battle, but for starvation. In verse 14, then it was revealed in my hearing by the Lord of hosts, surely for this iniquity or this sin, there will be no atonement for you, even to your death, said the Lord God of hosts. Isaiah the prophet's hearing by God is this sin to trust only on their own physical works, physical revelries, shall not be forgiven for you until your death. It is severe for God to rebuke or to chasten Judah rather than to give her up, because God still loves Judah people. So after this chapter, Hezekiah with Isaiah historically prayed fervently, and Judah nation was delivered from Assyria, city of Jerusalem, by the angel of the Lord, in light of 2 Kings chapter 19. Now, verse 15, thus said the Lord of hosts, go proceed to this steward, to Shebna, who is over the house. Or, as the King James Version said, get thee unto this treasurer, even unto Shebna. So Shebna was the scribe, the 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 18, above, as well as the treasurer, the representative of a King Hezekiah's house. He responded to Assyrian commander Rabshakeh, who is over the house, who works for the house of King Hezekiah. He is in flesh as the other people of Judah in Isaiah chapter 22:13. But instead, joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating meat and drinking wine, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. So not a spiritual man, Shebna, in other words, but a carnal man. Verse 16, what have you here, and whom have you here, that you have hewn a sepulcher here after his death? And as he who whose is another way to cut is a rock, or himself a sepulcher on high, who covers a tomb for himself in a rock. So he makes a tomb in a rock, in high sepulcher, unlike the ordinary, the Jewish people, little tombs or little niches in the sepulchres. Sepulchres is basically the house of dead bodies. That's a sepulcher. Then verse 17, indeed the Lord will throw you away voluntarily during your life, O mighty man, and will surely shed you, arrest you. So like a mighty man, that is, God allowed a strong Assyrian soldier to throw you away strongly. So God will not allow you to die naturally. Verse 18, he will surely turn violently and toss you like a ball. God allows you are voluntarily carried away into Assyria, the large country. There you shall die, and there your glorious chariots shall be the shame over your master's house. The chariots might be destroyed, shaming the king Hezekiah's house, because Shebna is a high official of Judah, serving for King Hezekiah. So therefore, your glorious chariot will be destroyed by Assyrians. That would be shameful for the King Hezekiah house. Then verse 19, so I will drive you out of your office or your station. God allowed you to be discharged from your position of a scribe, treasurer, or a representative, and from your position or your state, he will pull you down. So your master, Hezekiah the king, will discharge you from your position. Now verse 20, then it shall be in that day, which meaning Shebna is fired by Hezekiah king that day, that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah. So God will replace you with Eliakim. Eliakim means whom God appoints. To appoint is similar to ordain. So whom God ordains is Messiah, Christ. So here is a dual prophecy. First, in your future, Eliakim responded to Assyrian commander Rabshakeh. Hezekiah, with Assyria, Isaiah, historically prayed fervently, and Judah was delivered from Assyrian city of Jerusalem by the angel of the Lord, in light of 2 Kings chapter 19. Number two, far future, Eliakim is a foreshadow of the Messiah. Eliakim means whom God appoints, is similar to whom God ordains. So, foreshadow of the Messiah, compared to Shebna, who is a foreshadow of the Antichrist. Because of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1, all the Testament of the Lord having a shadow of the good things to come. New Testament, the Jesus Christ, the is a grace covenant. Not the very image of the things can never, with the same sacrifice which they offer continually, year by year, make those who approach perfect. So Old Testament, they made a sacrifice, but New Testament, Jesus completely sacrifices for all people. So we are believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can pray in Jesus' name, then your sin will be cleansed away. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 4 and 5. For if Jesus were on earth, Jesus would not be a priest, because they are priests who offer the gifts according to the law, Mosaic law in the Old Testament, who serve the copy and shadow. Here again, shadow of the heavenly thing. Old Testament shadow for the New Testament, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For God said, see that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. In that way, Moses made a copy. Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. So let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival, such as a holiday or Sunday or Christmas Day, you know, Easter and so on, or a new moon, or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come, but substance is of Christ. So no matter what problem, substance is Christ. Look at Christ. In other words, look at the Bible, because the Bible reveals the nature of Christ, Jesus. So let's just see in this way. So double fulfillment. Verse 21, I will clothe him with your robe and strengthen him with your belt. I will commit your government into his hand. That one similar to Isaiah prophecy about Messiah, chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. So the Lord to Judah, Messiah is the Lord of Judah. Verse 22, the key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder, so he shall open, and no one shall shut, and he shall shut, and no one shall open. Jesus addressed himself to the church of Philadelphia by his angel unto his servant John the Apostle. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. Then verse 22, we read it, and 23, I will fasten him as a nail or a peg in a secure place or in a sure place. So that's indicating crucifixion. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 8. He was taken from prison and from judgments, and who would declare his generation? For he was cut off, crucified, from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people, he was stricken. So because Jesus bared his people's sin, that's why Jesus was crucified. They say cut off. Psalm chapter 22, verse 1 and 16. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? This is the first part. Jesus cried out on the cross. Then 16, for dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. So the dog is the non-believers that is pierced Jesus' hands and Jesus' feet. So here, fasten him as a nail is a symbol of a crucifixion. Then a sure place or a secure place, dead one in heaven. Jesus was dead on the cross, then was buried, and after 3 days and three nights, Jesus was resurrected then into the heaven. So here, Book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 23-24. Jesus being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands. Lawless hands, which Romans, unbelievers, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that Jesus would be held by it, by grave. That's why God raised up into secure place. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7. The increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from the time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Here is increase his government peace will low end. So secure place. Psalm chapter 2, verse 8. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. So God allowed Jesus, all the earth to be possessed by Jesus in that way, secure place. Then he will become a glorious throne to his Father's house. So Jesus sits the right hand of glory God the Father in heaven. That one, Book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 5. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Jesus overcome any devil, any evil, any temptation. So Jesus now sits on the right hand of God the Father. So if we overcome in Jesus' name by spirit of power, we also will see it with the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 11, how God delivered Jesus from death up to in heaven, now is a glory God, who being in the form of God did not concede it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, take the form of a bondservant, coming in the likeness of a man, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross, because God specially called Jesus to bear all people's sin on death. So fully obeyed God the Father calling. Verse 9, therefore God the Father also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those on the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So in that way we see become glorious throne to his Father's house. Verse 24, they will hang on him all the glory of his Father's house. Near future, all the people in Judah will hold all the glory of Israel tightly upon Eliakim, the representative to the Assyrian commander Rabsaqeh. That is the near future. Far future, all the Jews will hold tightly all the glory of God, the Father's house, upon the Messiah. John chapter 12, verse 28, Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. John chapter 70, verse 1. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. So that is why. So on cross is finally the starting point of a glorification of Jesus, God the Father, as well. So the offspring and the issues, all vessels of small quantity, from the cups to all the pitchers. So that means all people in Judah. So the is all the Jews. Then last verse 25, that's question 3. In that day, said the Lord, so after Jesus' crucifixion, so thereafter, said the Lord of hosts, the nail that is fastened in the secure place will be removed and be cut down and fall, and the burden that was on it will be cut off, for the Lord has spoken. So after crucifixion, all the Jews will be scattered or will be dispersed. Now after their dispersion for about 2,000 years, they came back to the promised land and established the nation of Israel on May 14th, 1948. So this is fulfilled. Daniel chapter 9, verse 26. And after 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off or crucified, but not for himself. And the people of a prince, that is historically Titus the king. Titus the king invaded into Judah, so destroyed as Jerusalem and the temple, as well. So who is come to shall destroy the city of Jerusalem and the sanctuary? The end of it shall be with a flood, and till the end of the world, desolations are determined. So here, the 62 weeks means 7 weeks and 62 weeks in previous verse 25. So that is 69 weeks later that happened. So we already see each question as a study. So let's just sing all together on bulletin.